puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's time now for Abandoned Manitoba, where we say hello once again to Gordon Goldsborough from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Keisha.
Please tell me, what are we discussing this week?
Well, the Manitoba Historical Society has an area of its website called Memorable Manitobans. We provide short biographies of noteworthy Manitobans of the past. So I thought for the upcoming new year that we should mention some of the memorable Manitobans who passed away in 2022.
You know what, Gordon? I think that's a really good idea. Before we get started, I was curious, how many were there?
Well, there's about 100 memorable Manitobans, but I'll say right now that there's likely people that I've missed. So, you know, this is something listeners may want to weigh in on if there's other ideas that they have. Unfortunately, we don't have time to talk about what made each of them memorable. And so in addition to suggesting new memorable Manitobans, you know, I do encourage listeners to visit the Manitoba Historical Society website, where we provide details on each of these people. So here, I sorted the people into categories, and we'll begin with an occupation whose practitioners, I think, have a profound impact on our built surroundings. That's the occupation of architect.
Okay, well, let's get into it.
Well, one of Manitoba's most famous architects has to be Etienne Gabory. Others included Gustavo de Rosa, David Goyer, Michael Rattray, and Robert Stinson.
Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, another area that Manitoba is known for is our strong and well-connected arts community. So please share with us if we've lost any members of that community.
Oh, inevitably. A major loss in the arts community for me was painter and sculptor Ivan Erie. Others, there was Robert Archambault, Colleen Nelson, and Richard Rutherford.
Well, definitely mourning that loss, I'm sure, in the arts community because it is so well connected and they really do support each other quite a bit. I'm curious, like, especially with the news that we've heard of some loss in our Manitoba government, please share with us any other loss that we've had.
Well, in the realm of politics, well-known names we lost in 22 included MPs Bill Blakey and, of course, recently Jim Carr. There was MLA Jay Cowan, Municipal Reeve, Don Forfer, and Winnipeg City Councillor, Al Golden. Losses in the civil service included Charles Curtis, Tom Farrell, John McFarland, and David Pedden.
Yeah, feeling those losses for sure. And, you know, sometimes, like, whether it's leadership in terms of politics, there's also other types of leadership, too, that are just as weighty and strong in our community. That includes the Indigenous leaders. So were there any loss there?
Indeed. You know, the MHS lost a valuable member of our council when Clarence Nepenak passed away. Other noted members of Manitoba's Indigenous communities included Nelson House Cree leader Darcy Linklater and Ojibwa translator Roger Roulette.
I'm sure that will be deeply grieved within the community. In the area of law, what can you share with me there?
Well, several prominent lawyers and judges passed in 22, including Greg Brodsky, Martin Korn, Mel Newman, Chris Pappas, Charles Phelan, Alan Philp, Pat Ritchie, Charles Rubin, and Brian Square.
Those are being felt, I'm sure. I know within the business community, there was also some tough losses there as well.
Probably many more than I know, but certainly we lost agribusinessman Bruce Campbell and wood wholesaler John Shansky.
And of course, I would be remiss if on a segment of Abandoned Manitoba, I didn't talk about some of the community members in the Historical Society or just historians in general. So please share with me that.
Well, of course, there's a lot of people who do history in addition to other things they do. I mean, I'm thinking, for example, of myself. And four who stood out for me were Jim Blanchard, Betty Dick, Lawrence Klippenstein, and Noelle Palud-Peleche.
thank you for sharing those extra names there and those people, you know, because I remember on the show when Jim Blanchard had passed, we had made sure to reflect that. So thank you also for sharing the other members of the historical community here on the show as well. And outside of that, like when we look in the past, looking towards history, but of course, in the areas of media and literature, I'm sure that they are notable names that we can discuss as well.
Yeah, in the media community, we had people like the TV executive Donald Brinton, journalists Gene Brown, Buzz Curry, Vic Penner, and Francis Russell. We have radio personalities Captain Jack Farr and Jim Keelback, filmmaker Blake James, and just recently, 100-year-old actor Doreen Brownstone.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, and we have to be so careful sometimes with these lists. And that's why it is so important for people to get involved. Email us, whether it's Gordon or here on the show, weekend@cbc.ca, because there's updates all the time. And, you know, unfortunately, in this area, we really do want to make sure that we reflect as many people as we can. Share with me in the realm of music, please.
Well, we have forever lost the music of Vince Fontaine of Eagle and Hawk. And of course, we lost two WSO conductors, Piero Gamba and Bramwell Tovey.
Yes, those definitely hit hard. You know, here, as I said earlier, the arts community in Manitoba is strong and the supporters are even stronger. So I know that will definitely be felt. And of course, this year was such a tough year with everyone. The last couple of years with regards to medical issues, the pandemic was tough. In terms of medical leaders, is there any losses there?
Well, among the best, I think, among the many hardworking, compassionate people in Manitoba's medical community, we had losses of Vera Chernecki, Sheila Dressen, Godfrey Harding, and Earl Hirschfield.
It hits hard in those areas because these are the people who keep us safe, who try at least to keep us safe, and who dedicate their lives. And so those are really tough losses. And I appreciate you for sharing them. And I appreciate all the things that they've done to help keep us all healthy and safe here in the province. Mm-hmm. And you know what? So many medical practitioners are actually educators as well. Like our hospitals are teaching hospitals for most part. I'm wondering if you could also share with us some of the teachers that may have impacted the community and who we might have lost.
Well, of course, there's teachers in many other realms as well, too. And of course, teachers in schools, teachers at colleges and universities, teachers in other ways as well. And of course, who among us cannot say that a teacher has affected the course of our life? Usually for good, but, you know, sometimes not. So noteworthy educators we lost in 2022 included Terry Angus, Janet Baldwin, Tim Ball, Dave Barber, Sonia Bezik, Alexander Boys, Audra Coghill, Harley Cohen, Helen Croy, Dak Dakshinamurti, Raylene DeLuca, Dale Gibson, Lawrence Huska, Bill Hutton, Phil Keddy, Garland Laliberte, Romy Maxino, John Melnick, Bill Moore, Frank Neufeld, Dale Scott, Fred Shore, Ivan Trail, Colin Wally, Coy Wollstonecroft, and Dale Yeo. And I'm sure there are many more. Teachers are a special breed.
Oh, 100%. And I mean, the impact that they have on the lives of their students, as well as the impact that it just keeps on going and going and going. So we definitely want to say, send our condolences to all of their families as well, and all the people that they touched. And I mean, in other kind of shifting the tables a little bit outside of education, but to the sports world, is there any community leaders there that we need to acknowledge?
Well, we had baseball and hockey official Red Funk, coach Henry Jansen, and women's baseball star Evie Moroz.
Thank you for that. I want to turn to perhaps some religious leaders in our community.
Mm-hmm. Well, memorable Manitobans in the realm of spirituality included cheesemaking monk Georges Brunet, priest Michael Boyachuk, and megachurch pastor Leon Fontaine.
Thank you for sharing that. I'm sure that there's people, like, we all wear so many hats, and I'm sure there's people who can't even necessarily be put in a category. So is there any of them that you'd like to share with us?
There are lots, you know, and that's why it's so difficult sometimes to capture just a single word for any person, because we're all very multifaceted people. But, you know, some of the other memorable Manitobans that we lost this year were Jackie Black, Kathleen Campbell, Jim Dirksen, Joseph Kiska, Pitt Lambert, Shirley Lavin, Cecile Muller, Art Pearson, and Roz Uziskin. And there are undoubtedly many more people deserving to be recognized as memorable Manitobans.
Oh, I can agree with you on that 100%. Like, I mean, it's so difficult, I'm sure, Gordon, for you to even compile this list to begin with. But what can listeners do to suggest people to add to the 2022 list?
Well, we're always open to recommendations of other memorable Manitobans, especially when we know the list is skewed by our experiences and our backgrounds. You know, we acknowledge, for example, that the present list is disproportionately male. It's disproportionately Winnipeg, and it's disproportionately white. You know, so if listeners know of noteworthy people who passed away in 2022, or in fact in any year, who are absent from the present collection of over 12,000 people, please contact us. I do suggest, before submitting a recommendation, to look at the criteria we provide on the Manitoba Historical Society website for what we think constitutes a memorable Manitoban. One detail on which we insist is that the person must be deceased and has to be noteworthy in some way, usually at the provincial, national, or international levels, but not always. And keep in mind that memorable does not necessarily mean good. You know, some quite disreputable people are memorable Manitobans too. We welcome all suggestions sent to us either by email at biographies@mhs.mb.ca, or phone messages can be left on the Manitoba Historical Society voice mailbox at 204-947-0559.
Well, thank you again, Gordon. And I really hope that people do participate in that, in all aspects of the show, but definitely to help us remember and acknowledge people who have made a huge contribution here in Manitoba. And with that, can you please give us a hint about what we'll be hearing from you soon?
While we're on the subject of losses in 2022, I thought we should review the historic structures that we lost. By my tally, there were at least 24 of them, including apartment blocks, bridges, hotels, and yes, several grain elevators too.
Well, definitely looking forward to it, Gordon. Thank you.
We'll talk next time. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.